There he is now, Egger said.
Pierce nodded. Well, we shall know soon enough.
He checked his watch.
8:29, punctual as usual.
Pierce and Egger had been on the rooftop since dawn. They had watched the early arrival of the tellers and clerks. They had seen the traffic in the street and on the pavements grow more brisk and hurried with each passing minute. Now the brougham pulled up to the door of the bank, and the driver jumped down to open the door. The senior partner of Huddleston and Bradford stepped down to the pavement. He was near 60. His beard was grey, and he had a considerable paunch. Whether he was balding or not, Pierce could not discern, for a high-top hat covered his head.
"He's a fat one, isn't he?"
Egger said.
"Watch now," Pierce said.
At the very moment Mr. Trent stepped to the ground, a well-dressed young man jostled him roughly, muttered a brief apology over his shoulder, and moved on in the rush-hour crowd. Mr. Trent ignored the incident. He walked the few steps forwards to the impressive oak doors of the bank. Then he stopped, halting in mid-stride.
"He's realised," Pierce said.
On the street below, Trent looked after the well-dressed young man and immediately patted his side coat pocket, feeling for some article. Apparently what he sought was still in its place. His shoulders dropped in relief, and he continued on into the bank. The brougham clattered off, the bank doors swung shut. Pierce grinned and turned to Egger.
"Well," he said, "that's that."
"That's what?" Egger said.
"That's what we need to know."
"What do we need to know, then?" Egger said.
"We need to know," Pierce said slowly, "that Mr. Trent brought his key with him today, for this is the day of..."
He broke off abruptly. He had not yet informed Egger of the plan, and he saw no reason to do so until the last minute. A man with a tendency to be a soak, like Egger, could loosen his tongue at an unlikely time. But no drunk could split what he did not know.
"The day of what?"
Egger persisted.
"The day of reckoning," Pierce said.
"You're a tight one,"
Egger said. And then he added,
"Wasn't that Teddy Burke trying to pull?"
"Who's Teddy Burke?" Pierce said.
"A swell. Works at Strand."
"I wouldn't know," Pierce said.
And the two men left the rooftop.
"You are a tight one,"
Egger said again.
"That was Teddy Burke."
Pierce just smiled.